Welcome to this month's edition of the History of Hard Music. This month we're going to be featuring Fischkopf Records, which is operating out of Hamburg, Germany from 1994 until 1998. In those 4 years, they managed to put out more than 20 records, compilation CD, and generally, in my opinion, were at the forefront of interesting hard music during the 90s. They featured early records from the Mikkelsen sisters, who will be playing some tracks from this evening. Christoph de Babylon, Lassi Steen, Patrick Gattani, aka Patrick C, well known from DHR Records. And of course, wouldn't be one of my shows without sneaking in a Taciturn record or two. There's a lot of stuff to get through to, so I'm not going to waffle too long. So I'm going to start off this evening at what's logically the beginning of Fischkopf's release with Fischkopf number 1, which was by Cybermouse. This track was originally featured on Amiga magazine cover disc. It was later re-released as the vinyl. So this is Cybermouse from the Surprise Attack EP, Fischkopf number 1. I'm Okay, next track is coming from Fishkopf number 2. That one was by Christoph de Babylon. Christoph de Babylon's name you're probably known from the excellent record label Crossfade Entertainment. This, I believe, was one of his first releases. This one's also from 1994. The EP was called Love Under Will. And this particular track is called Babylon 90210. We'll be right back. This next track is taken from Fishkopf number 3. That release was also by Cybermouse. The EP was called Bodypack 95. This particular track is called War is Hell. Another bit of crazy Amiga core for you. War is Hell. Next, I'm going to play a track from Fishkopf number 4. That release was by MCP. Well, MCP might not be one of those names you recognise. You might recognise his other one of his many other monikers, I should say, as the Speed Freak. This one, I think, shows how diverse the back catalogue of Fishkopf was. although everything has got a theme of quite hard, mad music, this one's pretty broken and definitely not your straight 4/4 gabber. This particular track is untitled, but it's taken from Fishkopf No. 4, which was the Misunderstood Hardcore Machines Volume 1 EP by MCP. Fishkopf 7. That one was by Peace Server, and the EP was called Served Strange Effects, Volume 1. Peace Server was a pseudonym used by Lassie Steen, who you might know better under the name DJ Choose. This particular track's called Dispatching. And again, we've got a quite a different style from some of the earlier releases. This one's got Lacestine's classic crystal clear production. And still he's doing something a lot harder than he was doing in many of his later releases, and things even he was doing around the same time as this one. track comes from Fishkopf number 8. That release was by Taciturn. It's called the Potpourri EP. This is one of the first times that I'd come across Taciturn hearing this record, and I'd say it's quite a varied record. This I've chosen one of the real outstanding tracks, in my opinion, which is called Der Toten. And I think it's one of my absolute favourites from Taciturn. There are some other tracks on the EP which I'm not so fond of. This, I would say, is a real standout track. Taciturn from Fishkopf number 8, Der Toten. Thank you. extracts by Eradicator, aka Patrick Gattani. He was also putting out music as Eddie Cologne, Test Tube Kid, Toy Tone, Horrible Plans of Flex Busterman, lots of other entertaining pseudonyms. Quite closely affiliated to the DHR label, and still putting out music. This particular track is called I Come Blood, title track from the I Come Blood EP. It's taken from Fishkopf number 10. Year of release from this one, I think, is 1995 for this one. Enjoy.
Hey man, what's happening, man? You got something for me?
Yeah, man. Tengo pura. 90%, I said.
Good bullshit. Here, let me try some.
Andale, güero.
Oh, man, it's fucking shit. I'll give you half, 10 keys.
¿Qué dice el güey?
Quiere medio precio. 10 llaves de pura.
¿Qué?
Hey.
¡Tráeme el machete!
¡Hey!
¡Chingos de güero!
¡Hey!
¡Métele el cabrón! ¡Chíngate! ¡Chíngate, cabrón! ¡Métete, chingón!
Eradicator. Eradicator was responsible for Fishkopf number 14, which was actually a double 12 album called Agitprop. And this one's got a very entertaining name track on it, which is called Fucking Bitch Called Walker. Walker, I think we can presume, is a reference to Walker, one half of Air Liquid. And there was another bit of controversy from this release, because the story goes that Patrick Catania designed some quite specific artwork for this release. But in the end, Fishkopf put it out just in a simple pack sleeve. And to quote Patrick C. from the DHR mail order, it's simply shit. And I think this pretty much sealed the end of Eradicator doing any more work with Fishkopf, unfortunately. Anyway, this particular track's called Distorted. I think you'll agree it does live exactly up to its name of being distorted. Right, time for another track from Tested. This one comes from Fishkopf 12. It was quite an interesting record because it had a track which was built from some samples of Aphex Twin, one of the Caustic Window records. I'm not going to play that one. Instead, I'm going to play Morning, which is the first track on the A side. Morning as in morning after the death of somebody. This one's Tastern, Morning.
Thank you.
Next thing, we'll take a couple of tracks from Fish Cop 15. That release was by Burning Lazy Persons. The name of the EP was Fart. Yeah, the entire EP is bonkers, to be honest. It's quite tricky to choose a particular track from this EP. And everything's quite short anyway, so I'm actually going to be cheeky and grab two from this one. There's Nico Nico Satuyindan and Garden of the Permanent. These two should definitely put a smile on your face.
We'll be right back.
Next up are some tracks from Fishkopf 16. That release was by No Name, aka Poker Mickelson. Name of the EP was Strike. This is really up there as one of my absolute favourite records. Quite glad to be able to play this. This is a brilliant example of what I've been speaking about on shows before as flashcore. Really psychedelic, as fast as anything. This one was put out in 1996. The two tracks I'm going to play are called Help and 01100010. For any binary listeners. So yeah, generally big respects and shout outs to Poker for this one. Very influential track in my opinion. Amazing record. Keep your eyes open for this one. If you ever see a copy, snap it up straight away. Genius release. This is Poker Mickelson, aka No Name, from Fishkopf number 16, the Strike EP. Enjoy. Next up, we've got a track from the other Mikkelsen sister, Estelle or Stella, aka Autopsy or Autopsy. This particular EP was called Arachneed. This again was 1996. And they're still putting out stuff now, each of the sisters. Well worth looking them up. Incredibly influential, I would say, on the whole flashcore idea. This particular track is called Oxide, taken from Fishkopf 18 by Autopsy, aka Estelle Mikkelsen. This month to basically turned into a homage to the Mikkelsen sisters. Fishkopf 19 was also by no name, aka Poker Mikkelsen. Name of the EP was Les Loupes des Trois Lunes. Again, more absolutely outstanding flashcore. This one's from 1996 and still stands up in my opinion. This particular track is called Idroid.
Thank you.
Next up, we've got a track from Omega Shock Force from Fish Cop 20, which has got another brilliant name, Psycore Kids versus Rave Fascist. This particular track is called Sex, Mord und Kunst. And again, some straight up, in your face, Omega Core. Omega Shock Force, Sex, Mord und Kunst from Fish Cop 20. So now I'm going to take a track from Fish Cop 21, which was by Burning Lazy Persons again. This one's called Nakano Shit. This one came out in 1997, so in three and a half years, Fish Cop managed to get out 20 records, which is not bad going for a small independent label. This one's absolutely filled with more crazy Japacore from Burning Lazy Persons. And this one, I would say, is a great insight into the sound of Tokyo speedcore and noisecore in the middle of the 1990s. So a big shout out to all the Tokyo speedcore massive for keeping us very entertained with some proper hardcore. Fishkov 22 is another one by Autopsy, or Autopsy. The name of the particular EP was Necrophage. I guess this for me sort of sums up Fishkov, really. Pushing the limits of absolutely psychedelic and industrial, as you like, music. Really is a psychedelic record, this one. Another absolutely stand-up release from one of the Mikkelsen sisters, who were leading lights of the flashcore scene. This one came out in 1997 again. Fishkopf number 22. Autopsy. EP was Necrophage, and this particular one's called Oxeed. Hehehehe So the next couple of tracks are going to come from Fishkopf 23. That was a double album, which was available on vinyl and CD. So there was a bit more material on the CD than on the vinyl. If I remember correctly, I think the vinyl came out later than the CD. Now, the compilation was called Otaku, Slick But Not Streamlined. I'm going to take two tracks from this. First one's by Taciturn. It's called Liquid Theatre. And the second one's by Burning Lazy Person's Catastro.
その頃は特別
マザーバーカ
We'll be right back.
So you've been listening to the history of indescribably hard music. That was a whirlwind tour through the back catalogue of Fischkopf Records from Hamburg, Germany. A big shout out to all the people involved with Fischkopf and who were putting out such interesting music in the 1990s. And keep it locked, you're listening to Pitchless on LFM.